It's Midnight Call with Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith, through the running all the way through. And this week, I was overcome with what we were going to talk about all the way through. We're going to end up talking about rules and regulations. There was statements in Parliament around increased regulation of football clubs, which we will come on to on Monday. But then there was also on Sunday, and in the aftermath of Sunday, there was a lot of chat around time wasting and around the rules in general. Penalties, VAR came back in. VAR is a really good example, Rory, of something which I think is the forgotten part of any chat around rules and regulations within football, which is, I think when people thought VAR was coming in, both those who were for it and those who were against it thought that they were effectively going out football matches refereed by algorithm. And instead, what they've ended up with is another human as part of the process. And this, to me, and within that process can be gamed to some degree by other humans. An example of that is the thing I constantly say about Liverpool's high line, which is one of the ways it's actually quietly hurting Liverpool a tiny little bit, I think, is that sides, when they're just marginally offside, get to play on. They win a throw. It often doesn't get called back. Liverpool have now got to defend deeper. I'm not saying get rid of the high line. I think it's working perfectly for Liverpool, but that's one way in which an opposition side can game something that's happening. That's a rule change within football. And that, to me, is something which, whenever any rule change is discussed, it's always discussed Arsene Wenger with the idea of the way in which you could change offside so it was even more liberal, anyone's still in line. Whereas the actual, all these things sound like nice sentences when they come out of people's mouths, but very rarely do people sort of think, well, what would be the real world ramifications of that once grubby people, like everyone who plays any sport or game ever, including me, get their hands on it and try to use it to their advantage?
Well, yeah, and the best example of that is the back pass rule, isn't it? That when that came in, they suggested it in 1990 and then introduced it in 92. The idea was that goalkeepers, everyone just assumed goalkeepers would constantly boot the ball long, that there were all these sort of dire warnings that this would be the end of football. And it turned out you can date modern football to 1992 because the back pass rule changed the way the game was played. All modern tactics stem from the back pass rule. You can't play a pressing game if there's a back pass rule. You can't build through the goalkeeper if there's a back pass rule. Sorry, if back passes are allowed, you can't do either of those things. And that kind of shows that when we alter the rules, when we tweak the laws, they do have unforeseen consequences. We don't fully understand. That one's a positive one. We don't fully understand how that's going to kind of manifest. So I can't remember where it was, but there was some talk a few weeks ago on something I was doing about the Liverpool high line and kind of whether it's a risk. And you kind of trot out the statistics of, they've caught teams offside a million more times than everybody else. And, their defensive record's pretty good. So it's obviously working. They're, second in the table and they're going for four trophies. They've probably done all right tactically this season. That seems like a fair assumption.